One of my favorite tunes of this just departed summer is from Brazil. Maybe you heard it a couple of months ago on the program. It's from the latest album by singer Seu Jorge.
Está fazendo três semanas que eu cheguei de lá. Está fazendo três semanas que eu cheguei de lá. Visitei 365 igrejas, visitei terreiros e benzinho meu patuá. Teve amigos e vi minha mãe querida. Tenho saudades do povo de lá.
The song Saudosa Bahia was originally performed by another cool Brazilian samba cat, a singer from the 60s named Noriel Vilela. Seu Jorge is a lot like him. Both have baritones that are so smooth, they insist you stick around to hear more. But unlike Vilela, Seu Jorge is Brazilian living in the larger world, and also listening to the larger world. Jorge's newest album features him alongside players from the experimental Brazilian rock group Nassau Zumbi. Together with Seu Jorge, they call themselves Almaz. And on their debut, they do covers of songs by Michael Jackson, Roy Ayers, and the German early techno band Kraftwerk.
She's a model and she's looking good. I'd like to take her home, that's understood.
Seu Jorge says it was his new guitarist who suggested they cover Kraftwerk's tune, The Model. As Jorge explains, they love an eclectic range of songs, and though they may play them sometimes unrecognizably, they try and duplicate the feel of the original.
For example, The Model, we try to conserve the same vibe as the first version. I think everybody went to the band respect so much this song because we love this song.
She's going out tonight, love drinking just champagne. And she has been checking nearly all the men.
So who are some of the great interpreters of songs that you really like? I mean, do you listen to Frank Sinatra?
Sure.
Yeah?
For sure. Especially because he's complete. He's not just singer, he's acting, he's dancing. And he's very gorgeous, he's a gorgeous guy. All qualities for one artist, you know, Beyoncé dancing, acting, you know, I'm a singer in Brazil, I'm trying to do it the same.
And Seu Jorge is doing that. His musical star was rising in 2002, just as he landed his biggest film role. His portrayal of the ruthless favela gangster, Knockout Ned, in the movie City of God drew international acclaim. It was an intense role for him to play, he says, because it mirrored his own life. Both Seu Jorge and Knockout Ned lost siblings to violence, but they reacted differently. In the movie, Knockout Ned seeks revenge. When Seu Jorge's brother died in real life when they were teenagers, he says that's when he decided to make music. Jorge's personal tragedy doesn't seem to emerge when he brings his show on stage, though. It's a Brazilian party, an acoustic baile funk. But Seu Jorge says even with the party in the foreground, his brother is never far away.
The sad moments and the sad memories, because I never forget my brother. He's still, for me, he's still there, like my brother, very, very funny kid, really funny. Everybody laughed a lot with him, my mother, my wife, my daddy, my older brothers, and me especially, because he's really very funny, have a talent for making people laugh. It's incredible.
To see my full interview with Seu Jorge, come to theworld.org. And while you're there, you can also see and hear the full version of this tune, Oluau. The video was shot on a fire escape here in Boston. It just feels like Seu Jorge is serenading you personally. We serenade you every day from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH. Our theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. Have a great weekend.
Eu vou pedir licença. Vou ao mar. A claridade do dia vai me